Hey, Mark, Paul.
Hey, Paul. Boy, is it a pleasure for me to talk to Paul Anka.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I am honored to be able to speak to you. We first want to talk about the concert. It's May 16th. Paul Anka performs Anka Sings Sinatra. And you know, I bet a lot of people don't realize that you wrote the lyrics to My Way.
Yes.
Is there a story behind that?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stories with him. Always was. And then Let Me Try Again when he decided to come back. You know, I've written about six or seven for him. But My Way in particular, I landed in Vegas, you know, in the early 60s. I was the youngest kid to work there in the Copa. And the point of it being what prevailed was, you know, older performers in the Rat Pack.
Which yeah, yeah.
Myself and Bobby Darin kind of looked up to. And all of a sudden, there I was at five hotels, a desert, and these guys on stage just thrilling me every night. And I got hired to work with them. So from that point on, I knew these guys. They were my mentors, you know, twice my age. But I learned a great deal from him and Sammy and not as much Dean. Dean was kind of the loner of the group. But through the years and in working with them and knowing them and dining and frolicking and all that good stuff.
Frolicking. I like they use the word frolicking.
Yeah, you know, I'm being polite. What happened was I'm working in Florida at the Fontainebleau Hotel, which was the hotel where we all worked. Mr. Sinatra was in town doing a movie, and he called me and he said, "Kid," you know, it was my nickname, the Kid. You know, everyone had one. Sammy was Smokey the Bear, and Dean was Vino, and we had on these bathrobes. And so anyway, he called up and said, "Have dinner with me." He said, "I've got something to tell you." And I finished my show, and I went down to this little Italian restaurant down the street, and he's sitting there in a booth, him and the actress, with the young one, Mia Farrow.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, in the course of the meal, he said he's quitting show business, he's going to retire. And
what?
And I was, like, taken aback. I went, what? And he said, but I'm doing one more album with Costa. And Don Costa was a guy that found me. Don Costa mm-hmm. was my A&R guy when I was 15.
Right.
And he started me. And then I introduced him to Sinatra in the early 60s. And he did that great album, one of my favorite Sinatra and Strings.
That's right.
And he went on to produce and work with Sinatra also. So the point of it all, he said, I'm doing one more album, and then I'm out of here. I'm, you know, tired, Rat Pack's over, et cetera. And I went back to New York, and I'm 26 maybe? And I'm sitting at my piano, and I'm going, I can't believe it. He's quitting, and only one more album, no more Sinatra. And by 5 in the morning, I'd finished the words, and I called him up at Caesar's Palace, where he was at the time. And I said, sir, I got something I think you'll like. And he said, bring it out. So I flew out. Because this is Frank Sinatra we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
So I sang the song. He said, kid, I love it. I didn't hear anything for 2 months. And then he called me from a record studio in Los Angeles, and I was in New York. He said, kid, listen to this, and he put the phone up to the speaker.
Oh, man.
And he played My Way. Well, I got to tell you, I was crying. I mean, you have to understand, I'd never had anything like that happen to me in my life, and with that song and with him, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the whole Sinatra story with My Way. Well, it comes out, he retired anyway, and it was such a hit, he came back. He called me, he said, I'm coming back, I need another song.
So you changed his life.
And then I wrote Let Me Try Again, which is the comeback song.
Now, what can we expect in your show? I mean, first of all, to be able to hear a singer like you really brings me back to the grand old days of performers.
Well, okay.
I didn't mean that in a bad way,
no,
Paul.
No,
I didn't mean that in a bad way.
No, I
think we're close. We're close in age, and I appreciate hardworking performers like you.
I'm glad the one that you can relate to. I'm glad it's me.
Yeah.
Well, it's as advertised. I mean, we've got all the arrangements that Sinatra gave me of his big hits.
Oh, wow.
We got a big band, and they've got the kind of challenge was to mix it with my hits. So it's really called, you know, his hits and mine. I didn't want to leave out my fans in that.
Okay.
I totally jumped overboard and I'm doing Sinatra. So it is going to be a mix of the obvious that I feel that my fans would want to hear.
Do you reach way back into your repertoire?
Yes. I go right back to the 50s and then I do Sinatra.
Do you do Diana?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Paul.
You have to do Diana, yeah.
Lonely Boy, Put Your Head on My Shoulder?
Yeah, I do those.
Oh, man. Those never grow old.
Well, thank God for that, I guess. Yeah.
Do you still enjoy performing?
I love it. I love it more than when I started. You know, I was scared to death when I started, and I was really feeling my way because I didn't know where all this was going. And once I hit a certain stride, you know, 50s,
yeah,
it became like such a passion. And my audience, you know, are eclectic for the most part. They stuck with me, and it's like a love fest. You know, I go
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We were late, and I do all kinds of stuff to communicate with them because that's where I'm coming from. And I love it. It's my passion. I tell everyone, I don't work. I don't have a job. And that's what I do. I do just the amount of days I want to do to keep myself sharp and aware and in touch with my people. Because I, you know, as a writer or a performer, there's a huge black hole between you and them. You don't know really how you've affected them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know anything, really. You know, you see royalties, but so what? So when you get out on stage and you start doing all this stuff, you know, from the laughs to the tears to the responses, you get a sense of how you've affected people's lives and what it's meant to them. And that's it's the only time I ever get it. So I love it. I love to go on.
You've done it. You are very eclectic in the work that you've done. And it's. I just want to spend a moment to pay tribute to that. The amount of things that you, artists that you've worked with and things that you've written are amazing. You wrote the theme music to The Tonight Show?
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's a major deal. I mean, that's like etched in people's minds.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, I gave Johnny's first job in TV in England and got to know him. And then all of a sudden we get home and he said, I'm doing this little TV show. And I'm
on this little TV
years,
show.
You know, tonight then. Okay, he said, I need a new theme. That's what my business is like, you know. So, I mean, years later, longest running, and I mean, same with The Longest Day for Daryl Zanuck. I was in the movie, and
I know, I remember that well.
Fired. Yeah, and he didn't, you know, he didn't want anything, any music, but, you know, that was the same. I mean, and years later, I'm finding myself in my studio with Drake, putting a song together for his album, Scorpion. I mean, that's, you know, I'm kind of mind blown by that, and I was kind of highlighted with that.
You also worked with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I had three big hits with him. This Is It, Love Never Felt So Good, and this new Drake record, It Don't Matter to Me.
Who was your favorite person to work with that you felt that it was a real collaboration with you?
Well, that's tough. You know, they all...
I know, you don't want to say anything bad.
No, it's not even that. They all, you know, they all bring something so different because they're talented.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, I liked working with Michael McDonald.
Oh, wow.
I liked working with Burt Bacharach.
What did you do with Burt Bacharach?
We did a movie score together called Together.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Wyoming and we wrote it and we did it. And I've known him for years, but, you know, that was kind of interesting.
Do you wish he did more film work?
Not really, because it takes a lot of time and a lot of work. And
you'd rather be on the stage doing it.
Well, that and in the studio doing other things, because you sit around for a year and then half the stuff, they duck it and you don't hear it. I mean, theme songs. You know, I had No Way Out, which was a big movie, and I wrote a theme to that, and The Longest Day, and a few other things. That's about as much as I want to do. There's so many talented guys that are orchestrators that are just amazing, and it takes too much time for me to do that.
Do you think this kind of performance is almost a lost art in this day and age? It seems like we have too much electronic media.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's all electronically driven.
Like, it's tough to get people out to actually see the a dynamic performer like yourself.
Yeah, it is tough. I mean, and thank God when I found Bublé and did his first album, you know, he learned a lot from me, and I gave him as much knowledge as I could. Michael was just carrying the torch out there for that kind of stuff. That's what I liked about him. That's why I started working with him.
Well, I want to thank you so much for your time, and you've been so generous with your time. I hope everybody gets out there. This sounds like an incredible stage show, complete with the entire orchestra, and singing everything. This is like the way it used to be.
Yeah. Give them a date. What date are we there?
The date is May 16th. Tickets are on sale. It's one night only.
That's right.
So if you miss it, you miss it.
Paul, you really miss it.
Listen to you. Paul Anka, thank you so much for your time.
No, listen, I really appreciate it. And I used to hang around that area, come down from Canada on vacation, And I know it so well, and the people have just been so supportive. And I get a lot of them. I just signed a 2-year deal at Mohican Sun.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so I'm going to be around that area.
Does that mean you'll be performing fairly regularly?
Well, at Mohican Sun,
yeah,
but I won't probably do the other places around it.
But that's a big deal.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. But I love it in that area because people just love their music and
they really do
passionate about it.
Yeah,
and thanks for your time.
Oh man, Paul, like I said, I'm honored. Thank you so much for giving us your time. And everybody, get out there May 16th, Hanover Theater, one night only. Paul Anka. His songs, my way in concert. Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.